This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. This is Nick Ashwasega. You're tuned in to another interview edition by Nation Talk. Today we have the pleasure of being joined by Monica Bailey. She's the Director of Communications for the Forest Products Association of Canada, FPAC. How are you doing today, Monica?
Great. Thanks, Nick. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no worries. FPAC, you guys are doing incredible work. But before we get into a little bit more about that, maybe you can tell us more about yourself and your role as Director of Communications.
Great. Absolutely. So I have been working with the Forest Products Association of Canada for a few years now as the Director of Communications. And part of my purview in that is to make sure that we tell the world what the forest industry is doing in Canada and how the forest industry is really looking for new youth to come on board and join the industry as we grow into the future. We're no longer your father's forest industry. We're new, we're innovative, we're creative, and we're seeking smart people to join in with us.
Well, you guys have definitely been a leader in the space, of course, I would say the lead, and it's great to see you continuously working at that. And I know Aboriginal engagement's a key component as well to your business, specifically the Aboriginal engagement efforts. But also alluding to that, I know you have an Aboriginal Youth Skills Award. Maybe you can tell our audience more about this.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yes, one of the things that we really do as much as we possibly can to engage with Aboriginal youth and Aboriginal business leaders. So we actually have two awards that we here at AFPAC promote. And the one that you're mentioning is the Aboriginal Youth Skills Award. So the Aboriginal Youth Skills Award is a wonderful award that recognizes and celebrates Aboriginal youth for their skills development and career aspirations in the revitalized forest products industry. And the award is currently accepting applications until October the 31st. The expectation is that students submit an application form that highlights what their aspirations are in the industry, whether it's anything in science, skill trades, apprenticeships, anything at all that has any career aspirations within our industry, from the mill to the forest.
Well, great to see that you're providing more opportunities as well, too, for those post-secondary students, specifically Aboriginal youth, to continue their career in that trade. So again, great to actually hear that. And for those people listening, you can find more information specifically on that award and how to apply at the bottom of this interview. Monica, maybe you can just let them know where they should go for more information on this.
Perfect. Yes, you can go to www.fpac.ca/youth award.
Wonderful. How long has FPAC been awarding this?
This is our third year of handing out the award, and we've had some really fantastic candidates that have applied. In past years, we had a young woman by the name of Bailey Redfern who was receiving her master's in science, a graduate degree in genome sciences from the University of British Columbia. And she was actually looking at the study of using forest fiber to develop new bioproducts and biocosmetics. So she was quite an interesting candidate that applied, and of course, we awarded her a few years ago at the UBC campus. And then last year, we had a wonderful young woman by the name of Shayna Mason. She doing her forestry degree at the University of Alberta, and she has spent many summers tree planting and working directly with the forest industry over the course of her very short career. She's just turned 30, and she's hoping, of course, to continue in on that vein, and has actually been part of our overall outreach through a branding campaign that we've done called the greenestworkforce.ca, and you can see some really interesting interactive interviews with Shayna about her transition from being once in finance to now going into the forest industry.
Well, again, great to see that you're providing these opportunities, Monica, and you've had some wonderful winners as well over the years. Brings me to my next point, so we can really hone in on those audience members, those potential applications and winners out there. Who should be applying? Who can apply? And then I know the deadline you mentioned, if you could touch upon that, and also what do they win?
Excellent. Yeah. So this award is specifically for Aboriginal and First Nations and Métis Canadian citizens enrolled in post-secondary education between the ages of 18 to 30 years old. The deadline is October the 31st, and we will be announcing the winner in early December. The winner will receive $2,500 plus travel to receive the award, airfare and accommodation for two nights and for two people, and all meals. as well as, of course, a commemorative award.
Well, there you go, listeners. That's an incredible award that the FPAC has been able to award for the last several years. So make sure you apply, because it also sounds like it's going to be a fun couple of nights as well. Brings me to my next couple of points here, Monica, back to, of course, the importance of these kind of initiatives. How does this actually relate to the industry's need for employment?
That's a really great question. So the forest industry, despite what people may or may not know, actually is one of the largest employers in the entire country. We employ close to 230,000 individuals and indirectly employ close to 600,000 individuals across the country, from Victoria all the way up to Newfoundland. So we're right across coast to coast in over 200 communities. Now, the thing that's really interesting is that what we've done is done a bit of an industry-wide challenge called Vision 2020, and we have a goal of trying to reach as many people as we possibly can to join our industry, because we are in need of at least 60,000 people by the year 2020. So right now, of course, we're doing what we can to outreach to all of our various audiences, specifically the Aboriginal community, because they are one of our largest employment bases and have a direct access and interest in forest management practices, and have done some direct relationship work with various forest companies across the country as well.
Well, 60,000 opportunities. I know a lot of yours just perked up. So maybe we can touch upon those opportunities that are actually out there for the people in the industry.
Yeah, perfect. So despite what people may think, we're actually, again, really sort of leading the way on this innovative change of the industry. We need everything from people in the forest all the way into the mill and then beyond. So we're looking for people who are in skilled trades such as mechanics, welders, millwrights. We're also looking for chemical engineers, electrical engineers, biologists, communication specialists, truck drivers, business analysts, and sales representatives. We're right across the spectrum. We need corporate positions, skilled trades, woodland operations, and of course, skilled trades is going to be and will continue to be one of the driving needs of the industry. So anyone out there who has any of these skills in mind and is interested in receiving a $2,500 award for your interest in any of those particular skills as it relates directly to the forest industry, we strongly encourage you to apply for this particular award.
Well, listeners, again, of course, an incredible opportunity that obviously you should be taking advantage of. And actually brings me back to our last couple of points here, Monica. What other opportunities are available for actually students to apply for positions?
Yeah, and we do have many, many, many opportunities for students. This is the great thing about the industry. As I mentioned, we're so far reaching all across the country in so many different communities, and these companies are constantly looking for interns and co-ops to take on opportunities throughout the summer months and sometimes even the winter months, which is quite great. And we encourage any one of your listeners who's interested in finding out about employment opportunities to check out thegreenestworkforce.ca, and on that site you will find an apply Now tab that provides you with information about various opportunities across the country with these various companies. And the great thing is that thegreenestworkforce.ca also does do and has run some really fun, engaging internship contests where students can receive full-time, four-month work experiences over the summer months. So students, we really encourage you to check that site out and see what's going on. And of course, you can sign up for the newsletter on thegreenestworkforce.ca to receive job information and, of course, contest details.
Well, again, thank you for all the information and taking the time, Monica. Listeners, I know you definitely heard something for you in this interview, so make sure to find out more information. For those catching this online, you can actually find links below to fpac.ca and also greenestworkforce.ca. And for those catching this on the radio, again, that's greenestworkforce.ca and fpac.ca. Now, before we let you go, Monica, maybe some words of wisdom for the audience.
Absolutely. So words of wisdom to the audience. Please, I hope that you've all taken away the fact that the forest industry really is hiring. There's huge opportunity for career growth and stability in the sector. And the last thing, of course, is just to remind everyone, take the opportunity to sit down, take a look at the application form. We've made sure that the Aboriginal Youth Skills Award is a simple application process, and we look forward to receiving those by October the 31st. And who knows, one of you could be a $2,500 winner.
Well, thank you very much again, Monica, and Chimigwech as well, audience.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.